I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Richard Johnson, and he is the National Account Manager for Production with John Deere Agri-Services. And we are at the Precision Ag Conference in Denver, and they have an exhibit set up. So why don't you kind of talk about what you guys are showcasing?
Yeah, a couple of things we have today is that we've got a new, what we call our labor performance and product quality management systems for hand-harvested crops. And the part of the system, or the heart of the system, is a ruggedized field PDA. It's got a barcode reader, GPS, and cell phone technology built into it. And everything that we have is a hosted web service. So all the data is constantly gathered by the PDA in the field, uploaded to a web central service, and then it's all accessed by username and password by the specific owners, managers, foremen, those type of people who are going to want to know details of, hey, where's my labor? How effective are they? What are my costs on a per labor crew? And some of the nice things about that is you can go ahead and on the web service, and here's an example. Here's a harvest crew activity. And from that, you can see there's several crews. There's also several workers per crew. But then you start to look at the real costs. We can see that we've got a crew of 16 people that only cost $29 to harvest a bin of fruit. And then we've got another crew of 19 people that are costing $55, so you got a great spread there. And what this allows a manager to do is start to evaluate his crew based upon their performance. It can also have them on a piece rate besides hourly. The other aspect of it is, though, is they can start to say, okay, once I've got my bins, I've all got them barcoded, I bring them into the plant, I do my quality and grading aspects, I can link that quality aspects to each crew and start to manage, hey, okay, hey, this crew that picks, yeah, you know, at a rate of $29 per bin, hey, those guys, they do a pretty good job. The guys that are picking at $55, maybe they're just not doing as good a job, causing me a lot of loss, so I'm losing value. And so that allows them to manage the crews in the field, allows them to manage the product. Then the other aspect of it is you can also create what we call like a yield trail of all the hand-harvested crops. As you see each bin, it's scanned. You can see it live on the web on a map, seeing real imagery. And you'll be able to know who the crew was. Plus, it also gives you value traceability. I can go back and know exactly when that bin was harvested, who did it, its location. So if I have any aspects of any issues come up with it, I can trace it right back to the location of the field in an instant. So those are some of the things. Plus, also here, I can also tell how long a bin's been in the field and how long it takes a crew to pick from one aspect to another. And so it allows them to go ahead and integrate that. Plus, we also integrate everything with the online services with chemical applications, so you'll know your pre-harvest intervals and other things like that. So you take, you have no guesswork anymore. You have knowns, you're dealing with knowns, and you're coming out and you're making things work.
That's an interesting application of the precision type technology. Normally you hear of auto steer, variable rate, but this is actually applied to the manpower.
Yeah, this is. You're dealing with labor and their performance. But you're also dealing with the product. You know, hand-harvested crops, you really can't tell what kind of production you get on a per-acre basis. There's no yield monitor, so to speak, right? But you do have a unit of measure, which is a bin or a clamshell or other aspects of how you harvest hand-harvested crops, from apples to grapes, strawberries, melons, hand-harvested tomatoes, all those kind of things. So with this aspect, yeah, you're able to manage your labor, but you're also managing and seeing your quality aspects. And from that, you know, a lot of people, when you harvest a crop that's hand-harvested fruits and vegetables, as soon as you harvest it, you start to lose quality, which means you lose price, you lose value. And so when they are able to track things that they might have harvested, a bin of peaches, and if it sat out in the field too long, you're starting to lose value. So you can start to track and say, hey, I can have alerts. And that's what the system does with the web-based deal. As soon as that bin's scanned, if it's hit a time limit of, say, an hour in the field and it hasn't been picked up, it'll send an email message to the manager saying, hey, you've got 5 bins that need to be picked up. And here's the location. And here's associated with the crew. So you start to keep the value you've already tried to get in the beginning with harvesting a good quality crop. And then from that aspect, I can take it to clear to the grocery store and have a full trace back trail from point of origin.
Well, that's pretty technical. Also, the other thing that I think is pretty interesting is the fact that it immediately, all the data collected immediately goes on the web without a next step. Normally, people collect data, then put it on the web.
Yeah, that's a very good point. What you do is you take out a lot of redundancy. You take out a lot of paperwork. A lot of administrative work because everything's done in an automated fashion. Just by the sheer simple fact of scanning a tag, scanning a bin, it's uploaded to the web, instantly available. And the nice thing is a producer that, say, has permanent crops like apples or tree fruit, they're able to go back year after year and see the kind of the value of the production. They can also associate other activities. Maybe they have a thinning crew that does a better job than another thinning crew. Well, if they track that by row, they're going to see that, hey, these guys do a better job. I need them to train my other guys how to do a better job so I don't continue to lose value or lose crop or lose production. So in some respects, you know, it's a high-level labor performance plus, you know, really product quality. But you get derivatives from it. I get the traceability aspects of it. I get the ability to manage my crews better. I can actually put them on a piece rate and show the value to them and me because I have the information data instantly available.
Okay, and then this is a product that's available now?
Correct, yes. It's a product available now through John Jagger Services. You can look us up on the web under the Deer homepage, and we'll be glad to come out and talk with anybody that's interested in looking at putting in a product performance and labor quality management system.
And what are the costs we're looking at here?
Your costs we're looking at are very... there's a user license fee for the software that resides on the PDA. The customer actually buys the PDA. We call it foxhole ready. It's ready to hit the road, very durable and rugged. And so there's a small license fee associated with that. And then there is a, on the bins themselves, there's a per charge fee on each bin that's harvested. You're talking pennies per bin, basically. And then we also charge on the per labor person in the field. And it's one of those things is that you pay as you go. So if you don't have any labor activities, you don't have to pay for it. So it's you only pay as you need it.
Interesting. Okay, great. I think that covers all my questions. Anything you want to add?
No, thank you for your time.
All right, thank you.